And we're now chatting with Pirate Girls Golf Coach Jeff Peralt. And I'll coach, I mean, it was a beautiful day for golf. Sun was shining. The wind was calm, essentially, the entire round. You're on your home course. Just really a great day all around.
Yeah, definitely. Gorgeous weather. You know, the bugs did manage to come out, I think, yesterday or the day before. And so they were out there, but not too bad. It was an enjoyable day for the girls out on Minocqua.
Let's start and just talk about some of the girls that played really well today. And I mean, anytime you have a medalist, that's always a good thing. You win the event as a team. Hannah has a really good round, shoots a 90, you know, just really good on her part. And not only that, but I mean, Kaylee took second, just one stroke off of that. So those two kind of paced the way. I know you're walking around, you don't always get to see every shot, but when you did see them play today, what were you impressed with? What did you like about their scorecards?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, in 90-91, I know afterwards talking to both of them, one was really upset that she wasn't in the 80s, and that was Hannah. Kaylee, that's her personal best, the 91. And she did mention, too, she goes, you know, there was a few things that I could have done out there to actually be in the 80s, but she wasn't as upset as Hannah was. You know, Hannah is really, really wanting to see those mid to upper 80s. Here at the end of the year to give herself a chance maybe to head down south. But, you know, Hannah just, you know, going around the golf course today, she did a lot of good things. I mean, she was good off the tee, you know, and she when her short game is dialed in, you know, she definitely has that mid-80s in her bag. The greens were a little bit rough today. You know, there's definitely some bumps and they're a little slow. So I know as a team, you know, walking around, we probably made too many putts today. You know, definitely could have shaved some strokes if we, you know, maybe if the conditions were a little different on the greens or if we just were able to handle the conditions a little bit better as a team. You know, but overall, though, yeah, having the top two spots, you know, that kind of solidified our team score. You know, we only ended up beating Roseau by one stroke on our home course. So, you know, maybe would have liked a little bit more comfort there. But it was a good day for those top two golfers for the Pirates today.
Yeah, and what I think is interesting is you've had a lot of different girls lead the way this year on any given round. You had six of them. You know, you got to play 12 first off today, which I'll ask you about in a second, which is nice, I'm sure. But you had half of them break 100, and then there's even maybe a couple that were in the hundreds that I'm sure upset want to be down below there. So to see this many girls shooting in the 90s or better, and then know there's other ones that certainly can do it as well, it seems like depth-wise at this time of the year, that's probably encouraging, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. We do have depth this year. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think I mentioned it at Coach's Corner here this last Saturday that you know, our 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, can post sub 100 scores. It's a nice problem to have. But it, you know, we talked to the girls about that. You know, with that depth, it's also hard on the coaches when they ultimately had to, and we did make our decision on who's going to be playing varsity golf, you know, from here on in, heading into the postseason, because there are so many girls that at any given day could fire something impressive.
You know, the other part I want to ask you about was that aspect of getting 12 girls to compete today. So it's only a 4-team meet. So obviously you have the open groups, the open spaces to do it. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the reason why that was done today? And I'm sure from a coaching standpoint, the more girls you can get playing golf, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. We've tried to do that as much as possible this year, especially in our conference. You know, since there's only four teams, there's usually room. So I know I've asked the other coaches from the other communities if we can bring 12 and take a bus, you know, and get girls reps, you know, in this abbreviated season, you know, really trying to smush the season into about 3.5 weeks. That's kind of why we did it the way we did this year, you know, I think we had to do it quite a few times last year as well because of the late start, but it's such a nice thing, you know, to be able to see 12 girls compete on the same course on the same day in the same conditions. It makes the coaching job a little easier. I'm going to do it as often as we can, for sure.
And then lastly, the last thing I'd ask you is, you know, I'm sure nothing has changed since we chatted at Coach's Corner just a couple days ago, but as far as what the goal is for this team, this group, and just where you want to see them going at the end of the year, this round probably doesn't change anything. As far as that goes, do you like what you saw today and where you're trending into the section tournament? Or, like you said, are there areas maybe where they can improve some strokes and that's going to be the difference between advancing out of subsections to, you know, the next level? And, I mean, where are you at, I guess, from today's round since we last talked at Coach's Corner?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at today's round, it wasn't our best team score. You know, typically, Crookston, our home course, it's a tough course for our girls. And some of them don't particularly like our course because there are some challenges. And when the greens are a little tough, like they were today, and there are a few, you know, tougher pin placements, I think, too, you know, then you're going to see those scores go up a bit. Obviously, you know, we feel like we need to be in that 365 range to get ourselves to section as a team, you know, in our subsection, you know, there's, you know, Roseau is right there today, you know, just one stroke back from us. So, and we also know Park has the ability to fire some pretty low scores and some other teams, Holly and so on and so forth. So yeah, it's I think for us to trend in that direction, like you said, like the direction that we want to go in, we're going to have to be better from 100 yards in and in. You know, we're going to have to start hitting greens and making our putts. And it's hard because this year has just been one of those years where we've played just about every day. There hasn't been a lot of time spent on the greens. And, you know, some of the players kind of pointed out, you know, even if we do spend a lot of time on our greens, they're so much different than, you know, the greens that we're seeing in the area right now. So, you know, but you still, I think we would benefit from a practice where we could spend, you know, some quality time on those greens and get ourselves, you know, in that 365 range. That would be more comfortable.
We appreciate the time as always, Coach. Congrats on the day today and looking forward to chatting with you soon here down the road.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.